Oh, man. Last segment of today's show, correct? Yeah. Wow, that did fly by. And talk about Moonlight, man. Did you see it this week? Whee! That was some powerful stuff.
Yeah, amazing.
Unfortunately, it was right when we were supposed to be seeing, like, these asteroids going the whole month. But when the full moon came out, you wouldn't be able to see much of it. So I should have been looking earlier in the month. Then it was cloudy. No, hey, you're right. You know, what is it going to take to educate these rural white people? You know, you made that comment. It's like, isn't that just as offensive as what CJ said to me? And the reason why I bring that up is when you talk about, why don't we educate these, you know, black kids in the big cities and stuff? You just talked about my grandchildren, dude. All of them. So I really don't, you know, I don't want to get angry. And I'm not going to get in a debate because it's just stupid. I don't want to do stupid anymore. There's so much stupid going on that I don't need to play it. I don't want to waste my hour debating issues that are not debatable, right? I mean, I don't know how you finished in high school, CJ, but I was in the top 50 percentile. Just saying. And that was... Anyhow... let's go back to the air, and we are going to go to Mary in Wauwatosa. Thanks for listening, Mary.
Hi, Mike. Hey, on the subject of stupid or smart, my personal opinion is that it's more about lazy. You know, there are a few leaders in life and more followers in life, and it's a lot easier to follow. And then, of course, values are big and money rules.
Yeah, and, you know, where did the values go that everybody... Remember, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not like one of these fuddy-duddies and everything, but the stuff on TV is pretty freaking lame, man. And I think about the programs we watched, and even some of them, we didn't know at the time that they were, you know, there's like hidden racism behind it, you know, in some of the cartoons and things.
That's a good point.
But we were like, oh, really? I didn't know that. And then you're like, wow, now that I look at it, you know, that's not cool. And what is it with people, you know? What is wrong with canceling racist, ignorant culture?
Keep on with your good messaging. Really love it.
Thanks, Mary. And I appreciate your calling and supporting us. So we were talking, you know, I took these hikes, man, when I get...
Yeah, I saw some of your photos.
I get a little stressed out, and I'm like, I got to go, man, because if I don't, I'm gonna be angry sitting here trying to think my way through all this, and there's no way to think your way through it. I've already thought all these things. I already know where this is going, and it's disastrous for not passing, you know, bills that would, like, infrastructure for people and the planet. That's basically what we're saying here. No, we're not going to invest in the people in the world and the planet. We're going to invest in these guys that have all the money. That's what's happened, and there's no way back from this except to topple it. And I don't mean in like a violent sense, but you know what's violent to them is just everybody say, I'm not going to work, you know, screw you, man, I can stay home, maybe we'll get another, like, you know, couple thousand dollars, something like that. That's what you're gonna have to pay people to get them to go back to work, man, because they figured it out. It's like, I can't believe I'm working this hard to struggle in life while these clowns that don't work at all and laugh at us with their cigars and their yachts and their golfing and horse racing and pro sports, and they're all over the world. Good for you, man. But the rest of us don't really strive for that. You know, that's why we got cable, man. But see, that was the problem. They've used the TV to just, like, really make people stupid. Now, I don't think it's ever worked on me. I don't know if it was my parents or just, you know, common sense, I think, had something to play with it. But where did this common sense go from all the rural people? Because that's where I lived, man. I didn't grow up in town. I grew up out in the country, farms each side, neighbors not too close, you know. Go down there and, you know, work on their farm, chicken farm, dairy farms. I mean, that's I was interested in that stuff. So there was no issues. There wasn't any stupid politics back then. There was, however, racism. and you could hear a lot of that in the country. But I'd like stick a fork in that and say, man, that's like really lame. You know, I don't agree with that. I don't want to hear that kind of thing. And, you know, if they were somebody that's going to continue that and you worked for them, I'd just like, see ya. I remember walking away from jobs where I put in a day and a half and the guy was such a knob. I'm not even going to follow that. I'm not even going to go after it. you got enough issues, man. I'll let you go on this one. And maybe he won't retaliate against me, because the way the world is now, I mean, literally, truck drivers, white racist truck drivers, calling out their brothers and organizing to try and sabotage black truck drivers while their trucks are parked and loosen their loads and mess with their tires and, you know, try to get them pulled over. That's going on, man. Yeah. Ah, great America, right?
Ugliness of humanity, man. There's just
There's no humanity right now. The humanity of the guy that, you know, I see sitting at the in a wheelchair at the stoplight, you know, human kindness is what he's looking for. I still got some of that in me, man. There's days where I'll take a 20 and break it into fives because I know I'm going to run into, you know, three or four people like that. And when you give them a five, and pretty much makes a day. What did he use it for? Don't care, man. That's not anybody's concern. If you don't want to give to somebody like that and you want to speed by, like, I'm going to tell you, I got that device on my car, and it's like, I really believe everybody should have these devices on their cars, and you don't even need the cops on the highway. It's all measured in the car. Accidents, everything, right? Oh, that's a bad idea. Why? Because you're one of the people that likes to drive at free will, right? Ignore the rules of the road and the speed limit and everything. I can tell you right now, ain't many people going the speed limit out there. So when these guys, you know, measure my device so I could try and get my insurance rate down, just it's so bad because I know I'm a good driver. I really do. I use my directionals. I use my mirrors. I do all that. I see somebody crazy coming. I'm going to, like, you know, defensive driving, man. I'll move over. Hopefully you aren't going that lane. But if you are, you'll probably leapfrog me, right, with that big SUV you got coming about 80 miles an hour. I saw some crazy stuff again today. But, you know, when you're delivering and you have to be aware of what's going on, it pays, you know, expect people to be driving through lights. Expect them to, like, be driving 30, 40 miles over the speed limit. There's some crazy stuff going on out there. And that's why I think you got to put up cameras. You got to put devices on cars. I mean, that's what you guys are doing to me. And I don't have any moving violations. I had an accident, man. I was thinking about my brother on his birthday. He died like 40 days before that. Hadn't seen or spoke to him, or he hadn't to me, I would say. It wouldn't matter if I reached out, but he was upset, you know, and never talked to me again. And I was talking to him as I was approaching the light, and, you know, my mind and body just did not. And I saw a green light, but that was the next one up. So, to be honest, I think I went through the red, but I also think that the other guy was trying to get through a yellow at the same time when I think about it. Doesn't matter. It was an accident. I had insurance. You guys said no because, oh, you were using it for work. But I was done working. I mean, I got problems with this. I'm going to get a lawyer on these guys, man. They don't know. I got friends in low places, and I got a couple people that are in high places that try to help people in low places. Ooh, imagine that, huh? If we could just have more of that kind of thinking from people that are doing okay. And trust me, there's a lot of people out there that are doing pretty good in life, but they're not worried about how well they're doing. They're worrying about how am I going to make it better for other people? Like the dude out in Seattle that gave his people, what, $75,000 a year for a base salary? And everybody criticized, oh, that's going to just this and that, and his business has never done better. And it's kind of like the guy I'm working for at Gotham Bagels. And, oh, by the way, this fine show, sponsored by more than one, Jeff's Guitar Clinic in Stoughton, and you can go to jeffsguitar.com to get any details, but he's got a wider variety of guitars, and he also gives lessons, and I know because I can't hardly find him at home anymore. He does lessons on the road and there, but thanks for helping out again, Jeff, and say hi to the dogs and Mari. And then Gotham Bagels, man, I'm going to be doing the commercial. Boss told me today, he says, you know, You're going to do the commercials. Okay, well, what do we want to put in it? So I was quizzing people yesterday and today. Believe this, we've been working there I don't know how long. And I'm like, oh, how many different flavored bagels do we have? And everybody was kind of looking around like they didn't know. And I'm like, are you kidding me? It's 11, man. We've always had 11. Come on, man. Tried it on the boss today, and he looked at me, and he's like, oh, you mean right now? And I go, oh, my gosh. Anyway, we'll be back to do this again next week. Hopefully, look for some more support for this station, too. Oh, we got 40 seconds, man. That's plenty of time. But You get all this fine programming here, right here at Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Thanks again, Jason, for helping and, you know, supporting Dane County, buying local. I do a lot of that, man. And if you do go to places that are, like, corporate-owned, you know, be sure you talk to the employees and let them know you support that the fact that these millionaires aren't paying them enough money at their job, right? Start a revolution, man. Stand up for people. Until next week, Pizza Box Mike, and we'll see you then. Set the stage and atmosphere. Made a dress to suit the taste. Does a pain.